All things asshole have become part of my life that I expect, usually enjoy, and try to handle with compassion and good cheer. Many readers were drawn to the no asshole rule because they were besieged by jerks who left them feeling like dirt, and they sought relief. It does have a chapter on When Assholes Reign, Tips for Surviving Nasty People in Workplaces. The main focus of that book, however, was on building civilized workplaces, not on dealing with assholes. The Asshole Survival Guide is devoted to strategies and tips that enable people to escape from, endure, battle, and force out bullies, backstabbers, and arses. I developed these strategies and tips over the years. No matter what I was supposed to be working on during the past decade, I spent an hour or two most days thinking, reading, talking, and writing about assholes and their antidotes, and, now and then, observing rude or abusive people in their natural habitats. The result is the Asshole Survival Guide, which provides the best advice I can muster about how to deal with people who leave others feeling oppressed, demeaned, disrespected, or de-energized. I focus on the workplace, but the lessons here are pertinent to asshole problems faced by volunteers at nonprofits and schools, to jerks in churches, temples, and mosques, and to rude behavior in public places such as subways, airports, malls, and sports stadiums. The strategies and tips here are shaped by scholarly research on demeaning and disrespectful people, research which has grown like crazy in recent years. Google Scholar is a specialized search engine for scholarly books and articles. It's become the gold standard that academics use to find rigorous theory and research. A Google Scholar search on abusive supervision between 2008 and 2016 returns 4,910 scholarly articles and books. Abusive customers returns 282. Rudeness, 16,000. Incivility, 15,500. Bullying, 140,000. Workplace bullying, 11,800. Mobbing at work, 2,900. Road rage, 6,680. Air rage, 369. Phone rage, 92. Verbal aggression, 16,500. And microaggression, 2,190. Yet my advice isn't meant to reflect an exhaustive and unbiased summary of scientific research on how to deal with jerks. These findings are instructive, but far from definitive and complete. Asshole survival remains more of a craft or skill than a science. So lessons from these studies are blended with stories and solutions from less scholarly sources. The Asshole Survival Guide draws on assorted corners of the world and the World Wide Web, ranging from the New York Times to David Kendrick's superb post on online behavior called What Makes a Fuckhead. I also weave in lessons from my observations and original interviews, including work as a consultant and speaker at varied organizations, for example, Amazon, Walmart, Gallup, Google, luxury goods purveyor LVMH, Kipp Schools, McKinsey, Microsoft, the Cleveland Clinic, Pixar, software firm SAP, Twitter, and a Stanford program for National Football League executives, and 50 or so interviews and less formal discussions with people including social workers, baristas at Phil's Coffee, nurses at the Stanford Hospital, Disney executives, human resource executives, notably Patty McCord, who was at Netflix for its first 14 years, and researchers including Katie DeSellis of the University of Toronto, who studies the causes of air rage, how prison guards deal with inmates, and the effects of temper tantrums by basketball coaches on players. This book is also shaped by all those emails about assholes that people send to me. I try to save each bit of correspondence in my rather disorganized system of three email folders: No Asshole Stories, Bosses, and Asshole Survival Guide, and some 60 subfolders. For example, Asshole Bosses, Asshole Underlings, Brits, Clients, Asshole Companies, Bystanders, Public Life, Sound Crazy, Italian, Online Assholes, Fighting Back, Got Out, Wrong Way to Fight, Success Stories. I've kept about 8,000 such emails. Most contain some variation of the question that